1, 3, 5, 6.
It's the Signature
the
Six.
Signature Six.
Sponsored by Signature Bank. Real people ready to help your business.
And number one today, let's bounce the basketball. Wilson Sporting Goods is going to pick the Gold Coast for its first store. They haven't had a store. They're going to move into a spot on Rush Street. It used to be occupied by a Vineyard Vine store, although that's according to Cranes today, the first of many retail locations planned in both the U.S. and China. Number two, a quarter of us thought about starting a business during COVID-19, but guess what? The lack of financing was the big barrier for would-be entrepreneurs. That comes from a survey from LendingTree. They talked to just about 2,000 consumers about their thoughts on starting a small business and whether they took action on it. They found that Americans want to be their own boss and chart their own course, but face a number of obstacles, and cash is the biggest one. Number three, the Daily Herald says Katam Restaurant Supply Inc.'s annual study has ranked the College of DuPage Culinary Arts Program among the top 10 in the U.S. Let's make that top 20. The food service equipment and supply company banked based ratings on data from the Department of Education's College Score Core database, taking into consideration the program options, cost of going there, career outcomes, things like that. Number four, developers have given St. Charles officials a first look at a proposed industrial park. They're going to put an industrial park where the Pheasant Run Golf Course used to be. You know, that's right along the DuPage County Airport. The area north of the golf course where Pheasant Run Mega Center used to be is going to turn into a car dealership. Number five, Chicago Inno says a local company led by former Hawk Daniel Carcillo is funding a new lab at the University of South Carolina. They're looking at traumatic brain injuries. Wesana uses psychedelics to treat brain injuries. We've talked to Carcillo about that. And number six, pharmacy wars between Walmart and Amazon. Walmart says it will offer its own brand of analog insulin for people with diabetes. It's an effort to counter Amazon's recent push to sell more medications. The medicine will cost up to 75% less than the current cash price of branded insulin products that would go to uninsured patients. All right, that is the Signature Six at Six. We're going to talk allergies coming up. First, here's Mary.